2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, March 23rd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 40 degrees.
Utility work affecting traffic on 9th East in Murray. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, it is developing news. Orem investigators are still searching for a missing 7-year-old girl who was last seen with family members. They are asking the public to keep looking for the car that the girl's family was driving. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Investigators say Jocelyn Cortez was with her family at Classic Skating Monday evening when her mother was out running errands. Lieutenant Nick Thomas says the girl left with her grandmother, Yvonne Cerda San Martin, and her aunt, Paula Bayon, and the rest of the family assumed they all went home.
When they got home, they weren't there. The mother came home and said, "Where is the little girl?" And that's when they called us.
And while Jocelyn was technically listed as missing and endangered, Thomas says there's a reason why it didn't lead to an Amber Alert.
The mother told us that she does not feel that the girl is in danger.
The three were seen in a silver-colored 2000 Ford Mustang. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Biden spoke earlier today giving his thoughts on what needs to happen in Congress following the shooting in Colorado.
The Senate should immediately pass. Let me say it again. The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system.
One bill already introduced last week in the Senate would make checks universal, including private sales and at gun shows. Senators on the Hill are holding hearings today on gun violence. ABC's Ike Jachi has more from Washington.
Impassioned pleas from witnesses on the Hill during the Senate hearing on gun violence. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, one of the many senators discussing background checks and what they believe are common sense gun laws.
Congress must act.
Senator Ted Cruz labeling Democrats as opportunistic.
What happens in this committee after every mass shooting is Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens because that's their political objective.
Ike Jachi, ABC News, Washington.
We are also learning today more about the weapon used by the suspect in the shooting. The assault rifle the suspect used in Boulder yesterday was purchased 6 days ago. An arrest affidavit released today did not say where the gun was purchased. The city of Boulder barred assault weapons back in 2018 to prevent mass shootings in schools, like what happened in Parkland, Florida earlier that year. But that ban was blocked in court 10 days ago. Authorities have released the names of the 10 victims who died when the gunman opened fire in the grocery store. ABC's Alex Stone reports from Boulder.
They were here at this King Soopers grocery store carrying out a normal day.
Denny Strong, 20 years old. Nevin Stadinsky, 23.
Now their names Ricky being listed Alex, by Boulder's 25. Police chief as victims who died in Monday's shooting. The 21-year-old suspect is from nearby Arvada and is now charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. Alex Stone, ABC News, Boulder, Colorado.
Police are working now to figure out a motive for the attack, but say one has not been found. As we learn more about the victims, we are hearing from officers who worked with one of those who was killed. Here's Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold on the officer who was killed, 51-year-old Eric Talley.
He's a very kind man, and he didn't have to go into policing. He had a profession before this. But he felt a higher calling. And he loved this community.
Police say the suspect was not known to them before the shooting. Salt Lake leaders are calling on the community to denounce hate speech and acts of violence against people of Asian and Pacific Islander descent. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says this past year alone, nearly 3,800 instances of violence against people of Asian and Pacific Islander descent have been cataloged across the country.
Speaking today, Senator Janie Iwamoto remarked that many Asian American families are currently living in fear and that it's also happening right here in Utah. According to her, all people need to take on a more active role in fighting against racism, which includes reporting acts of hateful behavior.
Last week, shootings at two massage parlors in Atlanta left 8 people dead, most of them women of Asian descent. AAA reports fatal wrong-way crashes are also increasing. New research finds the frequency of becoming a wrong-way driver is worse due to several factors. When compared with right-way drivers in the same type of accidents, 6 in 10 wrong-way alcohol-impaired drivers increase the fatality rate by 60%. 87% happened when there were no other passengers. Still to come on Utah's Noon News, if you've gained weight during the pandemic, you are not alone. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Well, we do have a utility work affecting traffic in the Murray-Midvale area. You want to watch for this if you're traveling 9th East at about 6600 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Get the facts from Tim and Amanda and analysis from Boyd Matheson at 11.
This arrogance that seems to be getting in the way of good leadership.
Remember,
it's what's going on in our homes and communities that will lead us to where we really want to go.
Utah's Morning Companions.
More news
on KSL News Radio.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. WasatchCredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
Available for Utah residents only.
The instructor's voice is calm and measured, like the wand of a conductor, guiding you through movements of poise and grace. Downward dog, mountain, warrior. Each is silent, and yet each has a sound. The symphony surrounds us. Add some symphony to your life with a live performance or stream on demand from the yoga studio or anywhere you listen to music. Learn more at utahsymphony.org. Now streaming at USUO On Demand, Stravinsky's Pulcinella and Pergolesi's Stabat Mater. And we're thrilled to welcome patrons back to Abravanel as German conductor Mark Albrecht makes his Utah Symphony debut with a program of Strauss and Mahler March 25th through 27th. Tickets starting at as little as $15 are on sale now. Get yours at utahsymphony.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. Recapping our top local story this half hour, police in Orem say a missing 7-year-old girl left a skating rink with her grandmother and another family member yesterday. Police are still searching for the three, last seen in a silver-colored 2000 Ford Mustang. Thousands of volunteers came together this last weekend to collect hundreds of thousands of pounds of food for the Utah Food Bank. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Several groups, including several different religious organizations, came together to gather food donations and take them to 160 drop-off locations across the state. The CEO of the Utah Food Bank tells the Deseret News, demand for food help has dramatically increased over the past year. Jeanette Bott says typically they distribute food to about 510,000 people a year. This year, they're expecting to hand out food to more than 660,000 people. Last year alone, the food bank handed out nearly 60 million pounds of food. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A lot of us have at least one thing in common during the pandemic, putting on some weight. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
Working from home is working on our waistline. Pandemic pounds are real, and we're carrying them around with us. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco say on average, we are putting on a pound and a half every month when we have to shelter at home. ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton points out.
Remember, that means people gained more than that over a 3-month period. You could be talking 5 to 10 pounds.
And for those of us who aren't getting quite as many steps in as we normally get when we actually have to go to work, Dr. Jen says, make movement a habit again.
It's important to lock down those sleep and activity behaviors. Those are critically important when you're talking about weight management.
That's what she calls a five-day, two-day approach.
You're more strict during the work week, and then on the weekends, you can lighten up a little bit.
And if you really want to make it work, don't go it alone.
Get your family to participate. Everyone has to buy in.
For what it's worth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Disneyland is out with a list of symptoms that will keep you out of the park as they prepare to reopen. Symptoms include fever, cough, and fatigue. They are also asking anyone not to come if they've been near anyone who is suspected of having COVID. Disneyland opens back up on April 30th, but to California residents only. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Maria. Well, utility work is affecting traffic in the Murray Midvale area, 9th East, about 6600 South. Some traffic is getting through, but some lanes of traffic are completely blocked. It might just be a spot you want to avoid altogether and find an alternate route. Overall, a pretty good drive on the Valley freeways. We do have another surface street crash that's popped up. Possible injuries with this one. It's in West Valley, 3500 South, about 2400 West. Looking to purchase an RV? Get rates as low as 2.79% APR and up to 15 years financing. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Rain and snow showers still possible into the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's 40 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, what Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says about officer training here after that shooting in Colorado. We will go in depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Speeding's just in my nature.
I buckle up if I get on the freeway.
I can text without looking down.
It's just one more hour. I'll sleep when I get there.
To be honest, I drive better high.
Out on the road, the lies we tell ourselves are costing lives.
It's just down the road.
I don't need to buckle
good
up.
Good at multitasking.
I'm not tailgating.
You're just driving too
slow. Elk and shares.
The truth is, we can all do better behind the wheel. Learn more at ZeroFatalities.com.
Close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then obviously keep them open. Still with us? Okay. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high as the stratosphere. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. Yes, Scribd, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading, but instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, sheet music, current news, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd, you're putting a whole library in your pocket for just $10 a month. Then listen to an audiobook by your favorite author instead of this commercial. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com. Scribd.com.
Fly on over to Box Elder County. Spring is the perfect time to visit Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge and see Mother Nature at her best. Visit BoxElderCounty.org for all the details.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling
Meditating and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Police still searching for a 7-year-old Orem girl last seen with her aunt and grandmother. Investigators say the rest of the family assumed they were going home, but they never arrived. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a 21-year-old man is facing 10 counts of murder in connection with yesterday's mass shooting in Colorado. The president called on Congress to act with gun legislation in his remarks today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be the Murray-Midvale area where we have utility work that has closed 9th East in both directions between 6200 and 6600 South. But for those traveling the Valley freeways, including I-15, you're looking good with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Into the 40s we go with some scattered showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 40 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden calling on Congress to act now to curb gun violence, including banning assault weapons. It follows the latest mass shooting in Colorado. The Senate holding a hearing today on the causes of gun violence and legislation.
We can close the loopholes in our background check system, including the Charleston loophole. That's one of the best tools we have right now to prevent gun violence.
Police released the arrest affidavit for 21-year-old Ahmed Alalawi Alyssa, who is charged with 10 counts of murder in the supermarket shooting spree. Police say the suspect purchased a Ruger AR-556 pistol on March 16th. ABC's Alex Stone is at the scene in Boulder with more.
A light snow now falling on investigators who are working on the scene from the outside. The King Supers at the base of the snow-covered Flatirons, a tower over Boulder. The FBI's evidence teams are here processing through what was left behind after the shooting. Early this morning, the final bodies were removed.
In Minneapolis, jury selection now over in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged with George Floyd's murder.
A 15th juror was seated on Tuesday, bringing to a close jury selection for the trial of Derek Chauvin. That 15th juror will be released on Monday, Judge Peter Cahill said, if all the other jurors show up.
I'm hopeful that since it's only a few days, that will have 14 people show up, and those 14 will be seated and sworn.
He says they'll then begin opening statements. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Health officials with the National Institutes of Health say some data related to the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine might have been outdated. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci today says it's part of the safety vetting process.
All of this is going to be decided by the FDA. They will independently go over every bit of data themselves and not rely on any interpretation from anyone, including the company.
AstraZeneca says it will apply for emergency use from the FDA next month for its vaccine. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. After one police officer was among those killed in the shooting yesterday in Boulder, Colorado, Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera tells KSL News Radio's Dave and Dujanovic, active shooter situations are extremely dangerous for law enforcement.
We train on a regular basis, and we train together. Most police agencies in the state of Utah would be on the same page when we respond, but you know, it's an officer's nature to go towards the danger. I don't know one officer that would not go in. We are trained in, and we consistently train on various responses for this. And, you know, it's sometimes we're reacting to what is occurring at the time. So our training will kick in, but depending on what is occurring at the time is what an officer is going to do.
Sheriff Rivera says since the Columbine school shooting, they have changed their protocols to not wait for SWAT.
We have a rapid response, and we do have officers go in and take out the threat. That's what they're there for. And, you know, I hope our community understands that. Sometimes we're going to show up, and we have a lot of equipment, and we have firearms, but we do train with our rapid response to go in numbers. But if you can't, we're still going to go in. Our job is to go in and try to save lives.
Sheriff Rivera also says they are training for any situations that officers may have to go into. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
It's a good drive on the Valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. We do have a surface street crash with possible injuries on 3500 South in West Valley at about 2400 West. And then utility work has closed traffic in both directions on 9th East between 6200 and 6600 South. You're going to need to avoid that area and use an alternate route. Enjoy interactive space and science exhibits and films at Clark Planetarium. Open 7 days a week. Reserve your tickets at clarkplanetarium.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check our 7 day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Into the high 40s with a mix of sun and clouds and some scattered showers, high about 49. Tomorrow, 52 and sunshine. And then on Thursday, more rain and snow showers with a high of 50. Partly cloudy skies on Friday. The high 53 gets up to 59 on Saturday with more sunshine and even warmer after that. 63 Sunday, 67 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
40 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of negative numbers on Wall Street. We'll check the markets coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Are you concerned about the government raising taxes? Are you worried these higher taxes could take a huge chunk of your retirement savings? Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement at the Tax-Free Retirement Summit. This free one-hour event is hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. It happens on Wednesday, March 31st at 6:30 p.m. in Salt Lake. Seating is very limited for social distancing, so reserve your seat now by calling 801-896-9622. Learn the strategies that could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you, keeping you warm at night and cool. Except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times. Or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues, free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-3278 for emergencies. When you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get zero payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthtown.com today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer Highlines excluded.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes. Lee joins me now. What's coming up on the show, Lee?
Maria, a number of questions we'll ask on the program today, see what we can do about finding some answers. It's looking like it's going to be one of the most complicated tax seasons in recent history. We'll be joined by a certified financial planner to walk through Everything we should be aware of as we engage our taxes this year. That comes after learning the deadline's been pushed forward a month, so there's more time to get that all sorted out. But you want to make sure you do it right, so we'll sort that out on the program today. Also, going to be looking at a question, and I'll be joined by KSL television reporter Matt Gephart. He investigated a pretty simple question, which is, can your employer let you go for not getting a COVID-19 vaccine? Are the laws on the books situated in just such a way that that there's opportunity for employers to let employees go if they don't get the vaccine? And you'd think it'd be a pretty cut-and-dry answer. Turns out it's not so simple. He'll walk us through those details later on in the program.
All right. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25, sponsored by UCCU. Love where you bank. More people will be getting their $1,400 stimulus checks this week. Those checks began processing on Friday and may be available in accounts tomorrow. Treasury Department is also mailing checks and prepaid debit cards. If it feels like you're getting more robocalls lately, you probably are. Americans received more than 4.6 billion robocalls last month, up 15% compared to January. You may soon be able to order a coronavirus test kit from DoorDash. The company will allow orders for at-home tests, and that can be brought, they will be brought directly to your door. Taking a look at your money at this moment, a lot of negative numbers. The Dow down by 115 points, sitting at 32,616. S&P 500 down by 5. The NASDAQ down by 35. Happy birthday today to OK. That word is probably older than you think. ABC's Will Gans explains.
Today is a big day for the word OK. It's celebrating its 182nd birthday. OK first appearing in print in a Saturday edition of the Boston Morning Post on March 23rd, 1839. Buried at the end of a sarcastic article taking jabs at another paper. O.K. A humorous abbreviation for a misspelling of all correct. Back then, abbreviations were all the rage. OK cementing itself in the American vernacular when Martin Van Buren used it as a slogan to rally supporters. For him, it stood for Old Kinderhook, where he was born and raised in New York. Will Gans, ABC News, New York.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.